Welcome to the Winer Milk Podcast, where we review movies, but we also do drink breaks, like this episode.
Very well put.
To make an actual thing for this.
You have to plan it out.
I don't know. But is that any good?
It's a break. You don't plan out breaks. You just take them.
You plan vacations. Is a vacation a break?
This isn't a drink vacation. It's a drink break.
That's true. Well, yeah. We're going to do another drink break. Thanks for joining.
Basically, talking about nostalgic topics from our childhood.
Yeah.
Kind of do a little...
story time.
In-depth story time, yeah.
I'm excited for this one. We chatted about it yesterday on our walk with Luna, one of the many that we take. And we want to talk about cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
It feels kind of weird thinking of cell phones as like a nostalgic thing because it's like an everyday item now.
It's like glued to my hand and I probably spend way too many hours looking at it.
Yeah, but like there was a time where cell phones, I mean, there was a time when we were alive that like cell phones basically didn't exist. It was like car phones and like satellite phones and like really hefty, expensive cell phones. But it was definitely not like an everyday everyone thing.
Did your family have car phones?
I don't think so.
Or a satellite phone? I thought that was only in Jurassic Park 3.
No, I don't.
They only exist there.
My dad might have had a car that had a car phone. I think he had like some BMW thing that might have had a car phone. Because I feel like I maybe remember him talking about it, but I might be misremembering.
I feel like car phones are super dangerous.
Why?
Because you actually have to, like, dial in, like, you pick it up and hold it to your ear.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason there's, like, Bluetooth phones now. You know, it had to become legislation. Like, no, this is illegal. Don't do that.
Remember, I mean, we used to, like, in our lifetime, like, when as drivers, we had to hold the phone to our ear.
Yeah, and you know what? Every single time I held a phone to my ear while driving, it was illegal.
Really? Was it always illegal in New Jersey?
Yeah, when I got my license.
Oh, wow.
It's 5 points on your license to get caught talking with a handheld cell phone.
For us, I don't even know if it's illegal any like still in Massachusetts. I'm not sure. But
I never knew when I went to college, and I just drove with it on my ear anyway. I put my phone on speaker in my lap.
I'm pretty sure it was always okay to drive with it just to your ear in Massachusetts. I feel like I did that. But now we have, like, a fancy car where just, like, you plug your phone in and you get, like, a map on a television screen and it talks to you and everything, which is just crazy looking back at it, you know?
Yeah, I still stand by the fact that car phones are dangerous.
No, they definitely are.
So when did you get your first cell phone?
I was just about to ask you that. I got my first cell phone in middle school. I think I mentioned this a lot of times now, but, like, I did lots of after school extracurricular activities. Both of my parents were working parents and they were divorced, so I had to do morning extended day and afternoon extended day. So I was at school till like 5 or 6 most days. And so they liked me to have a cell phone just in case I needed to contact them. And then when I started doing like plays and jazz band and stuff, I was staying after school a lot, so it was just, like, useful to have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it in, like, it would have been, like, 6th or 7th grade, which would have been, like...
12 like, or 13.
Yeah, but, like, 2004, 2005 area.
Mm.
I was, like, really early to the cell phone party.
Were people jealous? Was that, like, a thing? Were you, like, one of the first?
I think I was, and I had, like, I mean, like, it just kept it in my backpack. But you know what was the best? Those days were, like, looking back on this blows my mind. I have the same, brain-melting reaction to my Kindle now. The friggin' battery just never died. It was, like, impossible to have your cell phone die. I think I charged it, like, every 4 or 5 days, and that was, like, too frequently.
Well, you had a tiny screen, and you weren't playing games for the most part, you know?
I think I had that old Nokia phone that is, like, a meme now for being, like, wildly unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
And that had, like, the e-ink screen, so it would just last forever and ever and ever. And it wasn't, like, there was no texting. I wasn't, like, regularly calling people. It was just to like, ask my mom to come pick me up or something. So that battery would last for friggin' ever.
Do you remember just, like, being told, like, you're going to meet me here? And then you just went there in blind faith, hoping someone will go where they said they would be.
You know what's even better is when you would have to go on like a 4-hour trip to get to like a vacation or like a relative's house or something. And either you would have a map in your glove compartment or you'd print out MapQuest. And if you screwed up, you just had to backtrack until you found that place. Isn't that nuts?
Well, yeah, we used to regularly drive 5 hours up to Massachusetts from New Jersey, and we didn't even have a printer. So my mom would look up the directions online and then we'd handwrite them down on paper.
Yeah.
And that was our job. Like, everyone look for exit 91 or whatever. You know, you have to look for the exit. We were all on like alert.
And like, if you didn't have a cell phone, you couldn't even like call for help or something. You'd have to like walk 3 miles to find the most recent like emergency phone on the highway.
I just remember that. If we were getting close to our exit, my mom would like turn the music off and be like, everybody shut up. I need to focus.
Yep.
I can't miss this. This is the tricky part.
Well, remember when we were moving down here and we needed gas and I was like, oh, the next exit, I'll have it. And then the next exit wasn't for like 20 something miles.
Yeah, but you had a way to tell you that.
No, I know.
It wasn't just guesswork of like, huh, this exit's taking a really long time.
No, but like, I'm just saying it like... pre-cell phones and, like, GPS and stuff. That would have been brutal. But anyway, we were a little off topic. I had that, like, Nokia. Ancient Nokia was my first one in the mid-2000s. When did you get your first, and what was it?
My first phone was in 2007, so well after yours.
Mm-hmm.
I was late to the game among my peers as well.
Was that?
That was eighth grade for me.
Eighth grade?
Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a Samsung flip phone. Nothing special. I remember when my mom got like a Motorola flip phone type thing, though, because she used to have the Nokia one with the snake. And then she got some like Motorola thing and you could change the background picture. There was like preloaded backgrounds. And I used to make it the beach for her. It was like this like tropical like beach chair.
Nice.
And she let us like play with her ringtone and stuff. But that was like fun thing to do was like play with her phone. And I was super jealous. And then I finally got one in eighth grade. And it's the same number that I have now. It's the same number. Huh.
I don't think I have the same cell phone number that I've always had. I don't think that I do.
My mom has the same number from her first Motorola flip phone, too. Because I remember I had to memorize it.
Yeah.
To call her. It was, like, new number to memorize. Because I had my mom's, like, our house phone memorized, my grandma's number memorized, and then my best friend next door's number memorized. And that was it. And I had to, like, add new numbers to memorize.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my dad is... on his second cell phone number. He had one really, really, really early. Like, my dad is, like, an early adopter of most tech. He just, like, gets in on stuff really, really early. And so he had one wicked early, and then he transferred and got a much better number. It's so easy to remember now. But he's had that one for a really long time, probably as long as you've had yours.
The death of my first phone, though, I will never forget. Rest in peace. I took off my jeans, and it was in my pocket.
Oh, no.
And then it got washed.
You hate to see it.
Hate it. Hate it. It sucked. And, like, the outside, it used to, like light up red around the Samsung logo when I was on, like, a call or something or it was about to die. And it was just stuck on red. And, like, there was water and you could shake it and hear it in there. And the soap got all up in there. And it was devastating.
Soap probably did it in.
I mean, I think the water did, too, but the soap definitely didn't help.
Yeah.
But that's why I get neurotic about checking pockets before we wash things, and you leave so much stuff in your pockets.
I do.
I check my pockets before I put it in the hamper.
I always forget.
If we get divorced, it's because you keep washing tissues.
I just put them in there and forget. But more of the problem is I leave my clothes around, and then when it's time to do laundry, I have to like go find them all, so I forget to look in the pockets.
You gotta wash your cell phone once. Actually, remember that one time you almost washed your wallet and cell phone at my mom's house?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I like ran as it was like pouring water in and got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was bad.
I think that if you wash your cell phone once, you'll be better about checking your pockets before the laundry.
Well, no, actually, I washed my Game Boy games once. I washed like 2 Game Boy games and that was devastating. But luckily, they both worked. I found them in the dryer.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this still works.
That's a testament to Game Boy. They should be up there with Nokia cell phones.
I was like completely devastated. But, yeah, so I had that old Nokia brick, and then I got a flip phone a couple of years later, and that thing was a monster. again, I didn't really text at all. I didn't really text until, like, college, actually. I was very late to the texting game. But I had this old flip phone. It was one of those ones that had the screen on the outside, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, like, see your notifications. That was, like, really neat to me. But that one was such a beast that when I upgraded to... When I finally went to college, I got one of those ones where the keyboard... Mm-hmm. It had, like, a full keyboard that rolled out. It was mm-hmm. really fancy. And so I gave that to my brother, and he used it for another number of years. Like, between us, that phone was in service for, like, 6 years, I think, at least. The back fell off. I always used to play with the antenna, so I think we lost that.
Oh, my God.
Like, it definitely got washed a bunch of times, but it still held up somehow for years and years and years.
I want a flip phone again. Because, A, I feel like I spend too much time on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, B... There is nothing more satisfying than slamming a phone shut at the end of a conversation.
Especially when you would do it just by the force of it, by, like, whipping your wrist, and then, like, the inertia would fold the screen.
Oh, no, I like to, like, pinch it like a crab. And just, yeah. Like, it's over. Conversation done.
Oh, I always like to do it like they do in the movies, where they, like, whip it open by just whipping their wrist, and then they do the same to shut it. Thought that was really cool.
Mm. We give out, like, flip phones to my clients sometimes
yeah.
to stay in touch. And I'm jealous. I really am jealous. It's funny. One of the people I work with who's in a higher position, their work phone is an iPhone for work mm-hmm. to, like, stay in touch on email and, you know, do Teams and stuff from the go. But their personal phone is a flip phone.
Oh, wow.
They, like, saw our clients with the flip phones and they're like, yeah, this is awesome. And I spent too much of my time on my phone anyway. And, like, I kind of am, like, wanting to do that. Remember T9 text?
You know what? I think about that probably more than I should. Like, I'm not making this up for the podcast. I actually think about it very frequently.
T9?
Because it was a ridiculously fast way to text. And I suck at texting on the touchscreen keyboard. I typo all the time. It's just riddled with typos. I suck at typing on it. I'm slow. I'm inaccurate. I miss it.
You don't text unless it's from your keyboard.
No, I get self-conscious, I think. I just don't like it. I am inefficient, and I don't like it.
I feel like T9 was, like, the modern stenographer, you know?
It was really good. I'm actually, like, looking back on it, I'm really impressed with how efficient that was.
I miss it. But, yeah, no, I think it could benefit me to just go back to a flip phone.
Well, the Razr, the Motorola Razr, came out. It's like an Android flip phone that exists now for the nostalgia.
Oh, they brought it back?
Yeah.
That was the thing I was most jealous of. So many people had that pink Motorola Razr,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted one so badly. I never got one, but my best friend had one. Probably the most jealous I've ever been in my entire life.
I don't know why. Like, I was super into my cell phone. I thought I was the coolest kid. And then when, like, the iPhone and the Razr and all of those started coming out, I just, like kind of stopped caring. I don't know why. Maybe, like, I had my DS. So I was like, this is neat. I don't need that phone. But I just, like, I didn't keep up with it. I was like a trailblazer at the start, and then I just fell way behind.
Oh, see, it's not like I was keeping up. I just had desires. No, I had like a shitty flip phone for a long time.
But, like, I never even cared for it is what I meant. Mm-hmm. Like, all these other, like, especially at the end of high school, kids were starting to get, like, iPhones and stuff. And I was just like, meh. I got my Zune. Got my flip phone. I'm good.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
No, you need your DS, too.
Yeah, I got my DS.
Another phone I really wanted and I never got. I wanted the mint chocolate.
Mm.
The green chocolate phone. Remember the commercials for the chocolate?
They were pretty good. I'm nostalgic for that age of cell phones, though, because there was so much variation and innovation, like, all the time.
Then the iPhone came out and everything changed.
Yeah, but even then, so... My first phone in college, it was called the Motorola Atrix. It was my first Android phone. It was my first smartphone. And it was really fancy. It had a fingerprint reader built into it, but it also had a peripheral that came with it, and you could plug your phone into it, and it literally became a laptop. Like, it had a screen and a keyboard, and the phone powered the laptop.
I don't like that.
Okay, but, like, I'm just
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'm just saying, like, that innovation, that was in like 2010 or 11 when that came out. And that's pretty freaking cool, you know?
She had a sidekick would like literally flip. It would be like,
yeah,
it was like a transformer for a phone.
I wish I could remember the name of the other phone I had, but like, it was pretty cool too. Like, people were trying new stuff. I guess like nowadays the technology with like the foldable phones, and there's like a rollout phone now with the LED screen that rolls and stuff.
I don't watch commercials anymore, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. They've gotten very, like, the design space has stagnated a lot.
Mm. Well, I think everything is just, I feel like the iPhone came out and then every phone became like a touchscreen phone. Like, let's see how thin we can make it. And then also let's like have a really awesome camera.
Yep.
And like, I think that killed innovation for like weird phones that slid or flipped open multiple ways and had different like light up features, you know, and now it's just iPhone.
Yeah. Touchscreens getting good killed it. And because you know what it kind of was, is a lot of the old touchscreens actually had like force sensors in them. But the iPhone and stuff in like that early age of smartphones started moving to the, like the capacitive touchscreens, where it's just like the electricity in your finger is what triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just changed the game. Because why, you know, now it was actually accurate. It felt good to use. Why would you ever put physical buttons on your phone anymore?
Because it's satisfying to really type an angry text message and push on buttons and then hang up on people, okay?
No, I'm not disagreeing, but from the design perspective, I think that's what they were thinking.
Oh, yeah. I remember, like, I was never allowed to have a phone. Like, even through high school, we were not supposed to technically have a phone at school.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get in big trouble for having it. But obviously, no one listened to that.
Were you, like, supposed to keep it in your locker or something?
No, you literally weren't supposed to have one.
That's ridiculous.
But I had it, obviously. I had one.
Yeah.
And like, I would be texting in class. But I remember when the iPhone came out, and no one had it of my peers except for one girl. I can tell your name specifically, and I'm not going to. She was in my ancient history class, world history class, freshman year. And our teacher knew she had it. And he was like, take it out. Like, let's look at it. It was like a thing that we all, even the teacher got in and out to like, look at the new iPhone. They're like, is it really like the commercials? It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, can I dial my number on there and try to call, like, so you could see the touchscreen? Because like you said, touchscreens were crappy. I remember I got the Envy 2 specifically because the front was a touchscreen, but then the inside was a keyboard and number. So in case the touchscreen died, which I assumed it would eventually.
Yeah.
I was fine and I could just flip it open.
Like, that was literally a given back then. It's like, this touchscreen's not going to work. It's going to get scratched to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun though, because like, when you open it up, if you called someone, it was on speaker.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, no, it was like a show and tell thing. It was like a big deal.
I just remember, too, what iPhone killed was another actually like huge innovation in the space that kind of took over was BlackBerry.
Oh, my God. BBM.
A lot of my friends had BlackBerries. I never got into it.
Okay, BlackBerries, they're supposed to be for, like, business professionals, like, emailing and, like, putting their scheduling in. And, like, everyone in my high school had a freaking BlackBerry. And it's like, what did you have to organize?
It was probably just because it had the full keyboard. So texting was, like, a completely different experience. And it also had web built in. I think you had to, like, pay an exorbitant amount of number for, like, exorbitant amount of money for the internet browser to be, like, one web page every 10 minutes.
I remember someone typing out their essay that was due later that day on their BlackBerry.
Oh, my God.
And being like, just showing me the screen and being like, do you think this is about a page? Like, I don't know how to guesstimate how long this is. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I never had a BlackBerry.
One thing I did want to go back to, because you mentioned this, though, and I feel like if you tried to explain this to a kid nowadays, they'd be like, the hell are you talking about? Ringtones, though.
Who are called, or playback numbers or whatever it was when you dialed someone? It was like, please listen to this message while your party connects, and it would play a song.
That's still a thing now, though.
Yeah, it's like hold music, but like you could pay to have like a song that your friends would listen to. Then we just call it over and over again and listen to the song.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, ringtones.
Yeah, I thought I was the coolest kid in the world because I had a cell phone and then I could do like ringtones. So I could just like have music anytime. The one I was really, really proud of is I had the Mission Impossible ringtone. And so I would like play that and run around the halls of school thinking I was like the coolest person in the world.
You would have gone right to detention. Straight detention.
It was mostly when it was like after school during my extended day, though. I thought it was so friggin' cool.
I just remember my friend knew a way to like rip a song to make it a ringtone, mm-hmm. and then you can like text it to other people to get.
Yep.
So that was like the cool thing to do is like get a new ringtone for your phone.
I like paid for them. They were like 99 cents, mm-hmm. and I would like pay for some. And like the one thing I had when I was a kid, I am really into the game Final Fantasy XI. And when that came out, they had like, I don't even know, was it an app, I guess? A thing that you could get on your phone so that you could get different Final Fantasy wallpapers. And I thought it was like the coolest thing. So I had like a Final Fantasy wallpaper on my phone. And that was also the days, remember, screens used to be really crappy. So if you like looked at them, not straight on, the colors would all invert and stuff.
Not super, but I believe you.
Like, they'd have, like, screens used to have, like, viewing angles that you'd have to look at them on. And that would, like, on my phone, it would reverse all the colors. And so I would, like, always show people that. I was like, isn't this cool? That's, I guess, what we did for fun. I don't know.
I forgot about that. Like, you had to, like, download apps for backgrounds. But because your phone's camera was kind of crappy, so the background mm-hmm. quality picture wasn't good.
Yep.
So that was another thing that iPhone did.
Yep.
Is it like transform the background game mm-hmm. for your phone? You can use your actual photos. I remember like sending myself photos of better quality to my phone to try to make backgrounds, and they were still crappy.
Oh, yeah. Like plugging it into your computer or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I had the one thing I used a lot on my phone was like the like voice recording feature, like audio recording. And specifically, me and my brother went to a Weird Al concert when we were kids, and I recorded some songs, and like we would play it back on the phone, and it was like, okay, listenable.
mm-hmm. It's like before you would put it on your Instagram story, you'd like record it on your phone and play it for your friends
exactly,
later.
Exactly, actually, yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh man. So, okay, what was like your top two? Can you remember like top three ringtones you were really excited to have throughout time?
I can remember a few now. So when I had my flip phone, it was definitely Mission Impossible. I just thought I was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got my Android phone, and you might even remember this, I think it was when you were dating, I made a couple of Zelda themed text sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the bum, ba-da-da-da, and then the, hey, listen. From the fairy.
Creepy. Don't like that.
And I remember I would literally like leave my phone upstairs in my room and just like have the notification volume on all the way. And then I'd be downstairs. So it would just like scream throughout the house. Hey, listen. And that's how I like knew that you texted me to go upstairs.
I would literally kick you out of the house. I'd be like, no.
Oh, sorry. I just remembered this one I was really proud of. I got the 30 Rock like theme song, the bump, bump, bump,
but I remember bump, that bump, one bump, that you
bump, bump. But I made it so that the vibration, you know, when your phone vibrates to give you a notification,
it matched the beat.
I literally went in and like did it to the millisecond to get it to line up. So it'd be like exactly to the song. I was very proud of that one.
I don't even know how you do that. You don't have to tell me.
I don't know if phones super like open that up, but it was like really easy to do back in the day when Android phones were like wildly customizable. But yeah, those were probably like my top ones. Oh, and then I had Hanson as my Mbop as my call ringtone.
For Dr. House, because you were just obsessed with him.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that is friggin' fantastic. And I set my ringtone to match, yeah.
I actually think I remember that too.
Yeah.
These weren't like your OGs then. This is like later in life that you were proud of it.
Yeah, because I didn't really use my phone much. I didn't have texting till college. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see the need because I was on AIM all day. So I just never texted. So I didn't really like customize it beyond like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
How about you?
For what?
Ringtone. Do you like remember what you set them to?
Oh boy. I don't remember like all of them. The ones off the top of my head that I remember. One I paid for that I was, like, really happy about is I just, in high school, easy listening, I loved Jack Johnson. So, like, Banana Pancakes, I think, was one of my ringtones for a minute. But then my best friend from high school, well, life, really, she recorded herself, speaking of voice memos, doing like the whole intro to Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Oh, wow.
So whenever she'd called me, I had her voice memo.
That's pretty good.
Play. And it was pretty good, luckily, and it wasn't like an embarrassing rendition. And then what other ringtones did I have? Oh, when my mom called, I had Beethoven, like, dun, 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 dun. Is that Beethoven?
I think so.
18-something overture or whatever.
Remember actually customizing them all for who was, like, calling you and stuff?
It was the best. I actually wish it was still allowed to have your ringer on for phones, because it actually was a really easy way to just know who was calling you.
Yeah, I can't, like, kind of, after this, I might, like, do that and see if I can stomach having my ringer on for a while.
Oh, I just would rather die than ever have sound on my phone ever again. Vibrate or silent?
Yeah, I don't know. It just used to be, like, that was what everybody did, even though the option to have it vibrate. But, like, I just remember over time getting annoyed with all the sounds and, like, slowly switching over to vibrate only.
I wonder if that'll come back.
Sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of trends are very cyclical, so maybe that one will come back.
I feel like now if you have a phone on sound, it dates you.
Yeah.
Like, my one professor is in his 60s for my first year of grad school, and he had a Backstreet Boys ringtone that would go off, like, every class. I don't know why.
That's just wonderful.
It was, like, one of their new songs, though.
That's great.
He was obsessed Even with better. It. He showed us a music video one day and tried to tie it into our lecture, but it had no context. It actually didn't track at all. And we were just like, maybe he just likes this song. And, like, 2 weeks later, his phone went off, and it was that song was his ringtone. So we just concluded he just really loved the song.
Tangential. My college professor did that for my philosophy 101 class. He showed us the Bad Romance music video, but actually tied it into the lesson that we were learning, the theorem or whatever in philosophy. And that is when I decided I was going to be a philosophy major. So some professors are able to successfully include the music videos in class.
Yeah, that's when I second guessed getting a master's in social work and almost changed my whole career, actually. No, he was a really sweet person.
Another thing, though, that I remembered when we were kind of talking about doing this, that just blows my mind, and I guess there's lots of people that still, this is still their reality, but, like, minutes? Like, phone calling minutes? I guess now it's more, like, data caps, and, like, how much internet that you can use is more common, I would guess, but, like, when I was a kid, especially, when we first got cell phones, you had call and texting minutes and, like, limits to it. And for your calling, it was like you'd have like 200 minutes for the whole month. So if you went over 200 minutes on the phone with somebody, you would start to get charged like really insane overage fees. But it was only during like the peak hours. And so if you waited to call someone till like 9 o'clock at night, or maybe it was like a little bit earlier, they wouldn't count it toward your minutes. So there was like, I just remember being a kid, and like when I got my cell phone, I would always have to wait until like after 7 p.m. to call people so that it didn't count again and against like any of our minutes and stuff. It was like this whole thing. Did you ever like experience that?
Well, my bedtime was like 7:30. No, not really.
I was like, wow, that's really early.
No. We had unlimited minutes when I got my phone, but we had limited texting. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really allowed to text. We had to, like, we were supposed to count out our texts and not get more than 50 a month. But my
50?
Yes.
Dude, like, we think about it. How little that is. Like, you and I easily send 50 texts in like an hour.
So it depends on what's happening, I guess, in the day.
No, yeah, like, not all the time. I'm just saying, like, it's very, very easy to send 50 text messages.
Oh, yeah, like, if I'm catching up with a friend at night, like, after work, we might be texting on and off for, like, a couple hours, you know? It's easily 50 text messages.
That's so few.
Yeah, so my family, we had it all split, like, 200 messages together on our family plan.
Per month.
Mm-hmm. And,
it's like, that's not even 2 texts a day.
I know. Yeah, I know. God. So we were supposed to count, but my little shit of a brother would just use them all. I mean, we get in massive trouble. And my dad, like, sat us all down, and he was the enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we had a family meeting, and we're all, like, shitting bricks. I was like, F*** you, Thomas. Ooh, excuse me, you can bleep that. up. Like, you're going to cost us all texting. We're going to get texting cut. It's only calls now. I was so mad. And my dad was just like, I think we're going to get unlimited texting because this is like the fifth time this year this has happened. So it actually was a surprisingly lenient thing. And then we would just like start texting each other I remember my mom was like sending us texts from across the room because it was just like, oh, we can text now. But yeah, it was mostly like texting was a problem. And then shared data before unlimited data. I still had that in college.
I remember because you would always like literally every month. I think you guys were splitting like 2 gigs and it was literally the third day of every month. You're like, we don't have any more data.
And again, my brother listened to Pandora. He like streamed music on data and I would just be like, what are you doing?
It was literally Pandora every time.
It's like connect to the freaking internet. And he'd be like, well, the internet at home sucks. We don't get service. Oh, it's better with data. Oh my God. Wow. I'm getting like ragey thinking about it.
Yeah. But that was like the reality. That was like all phone experiences back in the day was you had to count something. You had to count your calling minutes, your texting minutes, your data caps.
I needed like a friggin' Atticus and a notepad to like track my usage.
Yeah.
I probably would be better at tracking my cell phone minutes and texts than a checkbook. Like balancing a checkbook.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a skill that I needed more growing up than balance. Now I just like, oh, let me just log into my online banking, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I guess like the last little big thing we haven't talked about was like when the transition to smartphones happened. I mentioned I've been Android like the whole time. I started with that Motorola Atrix. Then I got something after that. I can't really even remember. And then I got the Nexus 4. And ever since then, I've been on Google phones. I did the Nexus 4 to the 6 to the 6P.
Am I going to get a whole timeline here of all your phones throughout your life?
There's only one left. Pixel 2. No. Yeah. What are you?
I don't
Pixel
know.
2 XL. Boom.
Wow. I really needed that rundown.
But what did you do? What was your progression once phones started getting smarter?
Yeah. I guess it's official to say that you're a team Android. And this is a controversial statement, probably.
No, I can't even imagine using an iPhone. And this is so petty. This is so petty. But the number one thing that just puts me off of it so hard is I want to put the damn app icons wherever I want. I don't like them being forced to the top of the screen.
It I like having me. An app drawer, actually, a lot.
Yeah. Having to have all of your app icons on the home screen. Oh my God, archaic.
I'm in a weird space right now because I have an iPhone for work.
Mm-hmm.
It's an iPhone 5, granted, so it's not like top of the line here.
Yeah.
But I like forgot how to use an iPhone. I was sometimes my clients are like, oh yeah, you can just do this. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Doing my best here. The worst is when I whip out my personal phone to Google something because I just don't know how to use Safari.
Yep.
But I sound like an old lady now. So I got my first smartphone my senior year of high school, and it was an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an iPhone through the first half of college, but my problem was the screens on iPhones just break so easily. Maybe it's changed, but I just kept cracking my screens constantly. And no matter what case I use, it was still breaking.
Yeah.
And I just got so freaking tired of my screen breaking. I did switch to, I don't know, I think it was a Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, you had one of the really early Galaxy phones.
I actually really liked that phone, except for then it kept getting all these wake locks and I had to uninstall Facebook. I should probably just uninstall Facebook in general. And ever since then, I've gone Android, probably because of I got influencer marketed by you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have probably willingly switched to Android, but now that I have, I really like the Google phones.
Yeah, you had that Motorola phone in the middle, too.
That screen broke, too, though. It lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that I Stockholm syndromed myself.
What?
With you. You were just so aggressively Android. I feel like it was just like a compromise I had to make in order for our relationship to continue.
Maybe. I mean, I was never bashing your iPhone.
Dude.
I fixed your iPhone screen twice and then I, what was it even called? Jailbroke it.
You jailbroke my iPod Touch.
No, I jailbroke your iPhone.
Either way, though, you fixed my phone while jabbing iPhone the entire time and rolling your eyes and telling me how much better Android was. So I
that doesn't
don't
sound
agree.
Like me.
It definitely does. At any chance you've got to try to get me to get an Android, you tried. And
I'm less vociferous now in my fanboyism.
I think with age, you become more willing to see other sides of things.
I think I'm just tired now.
And you use a Mac for work. Yeah, I'm in a weird spot now where, though, I have an Android and an iPhone. Granted, it's not a fair comparison because my iPhone's pretty old.
Yeah.
But that being said, I mean, the iOS is up to date on it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I still prefer my Android phone.
Yeah.
I understand people get mad about, like, the green bubbles or whatever. And, like, when people message me on an iPhone, they're like, this person reacted to your message. And you're like, I don't know what that means.
iMessage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get, like, a text in Android being like, this person laughed.
The first time I got one of those, I was like, you know, you send a message. And on iMessage, you click, like, a laugh response and it pops up a little bubble.
Yeah.
But on the way that they handle that on Android is it literally texts you a message where it says, you know, let's just pretend I sent it to Jess. It would say, Jess laughed at, and then in quotes, the entire text message that you just sent.
Or like an image if you sent a picture.
Yeah. And so the first time I did that or like got that from somebody, I honestly thought that they typed it out. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
What's wrong?
Is this person going nuts? But then I realized that it was just iMessage.
I feel like most people probably know that mechanic, but thank you for explaining it to us all.
Well, you know, inclusivity in technology is important.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's controversial, but I think I'm team Android. I think yeah. I would say that.
Worldwide, it's the most used operating system for phones.
I would correct that. I'm team, like, whatever phone Google is putting out. Because even the Android phones, like, I hate all the preloaded crap on, like, a Samsung or a Motorola.
Yeah.
I like that you can just have straight, no pre-downloaded Verizon Navigator bullshit on your phone, you know? Yes.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I fall.
Remember, oh, my gosh, remember when you used to just, like, get free upgrades?
They would
just be, like, $300. And you were like, they were like, you have $300 that we will pay for your next phone. And then you can get whatever you want. And if it's $400, you just give us $100 and you get that phone.
That is not the options I had. I had to get the zero upgrade ones. So it was like kind of the crappier phones. My mom was like, you get what Verizon gives you and here are your options.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is they like gave you a phone for free for re-upping your contract. Nowadays,
you're on a payment plan. It's like $27 a month for the new iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, and it's not even cheaper. It's actually more expensive sometimes. I did the math.
That's how they get you.
And you don't own the phone until it's paid off and stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, I missed that. It was always so fun. I would like count down the days until we could like pick out an upgrade.
Oh yeah. And then sometimes it would get like contentious because like if your sibling broke their phone really bad, you can like give them your upgrade or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a lot of pressure to give your sibling the upgrade and you didn't want to.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't punish me for not being a klutz.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
As I talked about how I broke my iPhone all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was just like a rite of passage, was having a shattered iPhone at some point in your early adulthood or late teens.
I never did it. I didn't get to experience that.
That's probably why you're a grump.
Maybe.
And then you just get the little glass on your fingers.
Ow. Yeah, but I don't know. Looking back on it, I don't know if I could have, like, ever predicted what iPhone or, like, what phones would be nowadays. Thinking about the trajectory that they took.
I'll put it this way. I'm team Android, but I do credit iPhone with, like, Apple with
where
technology is at today completely.
For sure. Oh, so, my God. I mean, like,
they're the chicken and the egg. But I like the final product, which is a duck.
Oh.
Android will be the duck here, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it ever would have evolved that way. Well, it would have. It would have just taken time. Like,
mm-hmm.
iPhone, like, literally kickstarted, like, jumpstarted at, like, 2 or 3 years at the minimum compared mm-hmm. to where phones were at the time.
If you could bring one thing back from your childhood era of cell phones, what would you bring back?
I mean, this one's easy. The headphone jack.
Mm.
I just miss having a headphone jack on my phone. But more realistically, oh my God, I would do anything for the battery life of those old phones. Mm. Can you imagine charging your phone once every 5 days?
No, I can barely imagine charging my phone once a day. I can get away with that still, but it's becoming harder and harder.
That would be amazing.
My battery's starting to get old.
I would go nuts for that.
Hmm.
How about you?
No more social media, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, not having it at my hand all the time. And I know there's an easy solution, is just, like, don't do it, don't use it, or, like, delete it. But I don't have self-control. I'm addicted to it. Like, I just can't control myself. I can't help it.
Yeah. Like, I honestly wouldn't... Well, I guess it's tough now because I work on a computer all day, so I just have access to all this stuff, like, all the messaging and stuff. But, like, sometimes I'll, like, reflect on it when we're, like, out to eat or something or having dinner and I left my phone in another room or in the car or whatever. And I'm like, oh, man, I haven't, like, looked at my text messages in an hour. That's a fun feeling.
I'm like, oh, I haven't looked at the world around me in an hour. Thank God I left my phone somewhere. I don't know. What's the one nice thing about having a very busy job is, like, I don't really check my phone during the day.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much more I'm able to just focus if my phone isn't around.
Yeah.
Like, I can actually get things done.
Yeah, being disconnected a little bit more.
And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, see, you should be really busy at work and you shouldn't be looking at your phone because it reduces productivity. And that's not what I'm trying to say at all.
I don't
all.
Think anybody took it like that.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, the employers of the world would be like, see, that's what we gotta do.
Yeah.
A productivity. Let's get a phone lockbox and make my employees put it in there during the day. Yeah, you know,
build the building out of lead. So no cell phone goes in.
Well, that's basically what happens at my office. I'm in a cement windowless room in the middle of the building with, like, apartments all above me and a garage below me. Like, I can barely get service to call people in my office.
That just reminded me, though. Remember when, like, each state would have their own cell phone service? So you would be roaming if you went to New York or Connecticut?
I don't think I ever had a phone for that experience.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just remembered. And then,
I live too close to New York border. I think that would have really messed with people.
Yeah. But also just, like, even driving, like, 20 minutes outside of your town, sometimes you just wouldn't have cell phone reception.
That's
like, for calls.
That's the thing that blows my mind now so much, is I grew up in outside of New York City. So there was pretty good cell phone service in my town. But, like, you would drive up to, like, Sparta or whatever, and, like, your cell phone wouldn't work. Now that doesn't happen. But sometimes in Texas, when we drive out really remote, there's just no service. And I can't remember the last time I've ever really experienced that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Outside of, like, in the subway. Right.
I get, like,
but even now the subway gets service. They, like, upped it so you can get service in the subway.
You can get, like, 4G in the subway.
If you have T-Mobile, especially.
Yeah. No, but, like, I get, like, nervous. I'm like, what do I do now? What do I do?
I was like, what if I get lost? I'm not gonna be able to, like, Google how to make a fire.
Yeah.
You know? I can't call for help. No, I'm worried about Googling my survival skills.
What if I need pizza? How am I going to look up where pizza is?
How am I going to tell Domino's where to come and drop it off for me?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's, I mean, and the crazy thing is, that's only like 20 years ago that we're talking, not even, you know, 15 years ago. And just the way that the technology has evolved and just completely changed our lives is bonkers.
Yeah, now 5G gives you coronavirus. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
What has the world come to, technology these days? That was a joke, for the record. Please get vaccinated.
But yeah, any like closing thoughts on cell phones? Anything you are particularly nostalgic about?
Yeah, hand to God right now. Someone's like, give me your phone, I'll give you a pink razor. I would take it.
I could probably find one of those on eBay for you.
If you want to get me that for our anniversary, I would not be mad.
You know, the SIM card wouldn't fit, though. Remember how huge SIM cards used to be?
Does my phone even have a SIM card? I don't even know.
Yeah, it does. It has a little tiny one. The fun fact, actually, my SIM card is just the original gigantic SIM card. Not the huge, huge one. The one stepped down from that. And every time they just made the plastic smaller around the gold.
You like punch it out.
So I just kept cutting it out with scissors until now it just fits in my phone.
I remember once I went to the Verizon store and they just literally, like, they have a little punch out machine.
Yeah.
Like when you hold, it's like a hole puncher.
Yeah.
But it's in the shape of the new...
The SIM card, the micro SIM or whatever, yeah.
Oh, I loved going to Verizon and just picking out a phone.
Yeah, I used to think the world of Verizon.
I distinctly remember the person that I used to go to all the time for my upgrades.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still there. I'll have to go to Oakland, New Jersey, Verizon. Go check it out.
You should.
Very nice man that used to work there. What about you? Closing remarks?
I do miss ringtones and stuff. I think that's what I kind of miss. And I do miss being disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
But... overall, what would you give cell phones, a wine or a milk?
You know, I think I have to give it a wine because overall, I think it does help people.
in just the world. A phone too, not like apps and stuff, just phones.
I see how just having access to a phone number that works does empower people every day to stay connected with just socially, but also just for like, how do you like, I don't know, you can't make a doctor's appointment or like, apply to jobs without having someone like have a number to call you at, you know, or just like checking in on people. I don't know. I just think as a whole, or just having a computer at your hands, if you have a smartphone with data, like to just Google anything, you know, like where's the nearest doctor's office or how do I don't know, make pasta, you know, like, I don't know. I think as a whole, it is really awesome. I think there's negative consequences to it, obviously, but I would have to say like probably the world is better because of cell phones and technology.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. Mm-hmm. I think there are nefarious activities that cell phones have supported, especially like the tracking of citizens and stuff. But like overall, they've made a lot of people's lives better. I think they've added a lot of like kind of equality in access to things in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But especially as the technology has gotten better and like reached more rural communities versus, you know, cities and stuff. But yeah, overall, better for the world. I'd give it a line.
Yeah. My last question for you, though.
Yeah.
If you had to customize a ringtone for when I called you, what would it be?
Right now, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Wow, that's a good question. Oh, my gosh, I'm so on the spot. I would probably make like one of the old school ringtone sounds. So it like sound like an old school ringtone of our first dance song.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd make it myself.
Okay.
How about you? What would your ringtone for me be?
Oh,
this is going to be a joke.
Mine was easily a joke. I was going to say pour some sugar on me, but like whatever. It's fine. You could be romantic. So that was the first thought that came to my head. I'll think of a good one for another time.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, this is kind of fun. It's so ingrained in our personal lives now, having a cell phone, that I've kind of taken for granted how it got here. And, like, looking back on what it used to be like to have a cell phone was kind of fun. I, like, forgot a lot of this, and I'm sure I forgot a ton more about, like, the lived experience of Kyle and his cell phone. But that was fun.
Oh, I also want to add one last thing. Sorry, yeah. I keep thinking of things. I was very negative on the pop socket for a while, but now that I've had one, I'm really enjoying it. Oh,
yeah. Big plus in the pop
socket. My hands are too tiny for the big phones they have now.
Yeah, and I like having the big phone. I got big pockets. Fill it up with a phone.
See, I have very small pockets because I'm a woman. But I still need the pop socket. So, yeah, I probably could keep having final thoughts. So I'm just going to, like, cut myself off.
Cool.
I'm going to just put a muzzle on myself.
Maybe we'll do a part two and, like, mix in landlines.
Oh, my God. Remember when you used to, like, kind of cross hairs with your neighbor's landline? And if you got really lucky, you could listen on their calls?
Yeah, we had that for a while.
It's pretty awesome.
Or when you pick up your phone and, like, somebody else was talking in your house and they'd be like, get off the phone!
I can hear you breathing.
Oh, man.
Like Darth Vader.
That was good. That was actually a really good Darth Vader sound. I hope it comes through the mic.
James Earl Jones.
Anyway, though, thank you all so much for listening. This was really nostalgic and fun. If you would like to connect with us using your cell phone, don't call us. That'd be weird. But
how many times I almost said my cell phone number this episode?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember when you didn't have to put area codes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, you can reach us. You can find us all over the internet. We've got
at 555.
No. We have a Twitter.
You can call toll-free at 1-800.
Oh, my God. That'd be fun to get a 1-800 number. Anyway, Twitter, at Weiner Milk. Instagram, at Weiner Milk Podcast. Facebook, facebook.com/WeinerMilk. Email, WeinerMilkPodcast@gmail.com. Website, WeinerMilkPodcast.com.
Toll-free, 1-800.
Weiner Milk. But yeah, thank
Is that
you
enough
all.
Numbers?
Wine or milk. Yeah, way more.
Too many.
Anyway.
Should we get that?
Wow, we're really rambly tonight.
If you're still listening, thank you, and I'm sorry.
Yep.
Have a good night.
And we will catch you next week with The Sandlot.